Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. That was less exciting than I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was exciting. I'm excited.
It was
that got
cool
me riled
that,
up.
It was cool that we each got to do one part, so it's a great example of teamwork. And did you just poke yourself in the eye with your beverage?
No, I splashed myself in the eye with my water. Anyway, anywho.
Remedial Drinking 101 will take place during the next break here on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And before we go any further, I want to say thank you to Alex Flores. Alex is a gold level amplifier, which means he gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5, but he gives $10. He enjoys the program so much and wants to help spread the ideas of peace, liberty, and prosperity, as we like to do here on Free Talk Live. He enjoys the hosts, the co-hosts, and the topics that we bring up, the articles, the zany antics from time to time, particularly on Sundays. And so he has become an amplifier. What is an amplifier? Well, AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And you can find out how to become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. There are some little benefits that you get, some perks, if you will. Not Percocets, but perks.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We can't.
That would be such a better benefit.
We can't give those away, obviously.
Obviously. Is it that obvious?
Well, I mean, if I had any, I wouldn't be giving them away, that's for sure.
Not in this economy.
These things have street value, don't you know?
But you can go over there and find out more about what those are. There are some definite benefits to being an amplifier, but the real benefit should be helping us get onto more radio stations and helping us promote the ideas of liberty, freedom, and prosperity. So thank you again, Alex Flores, for your contribution. We appreciate you. Again, amps.freetalklive.com. All right, so there's a meme going around on the internet. Recently, there was a huge lottery of $1.28
billion.
And the meme says, congratulations to the IRS on winning the $846.3 million Mega Millions jackpot.
Yeah. That's depressing. More it's like 60% of the dude's winnings.
Yeah, more than half went to taxes.
Yeah.
The winner got a whopping $433.7 million after tax. What exactly did government do to assist in, like, I mean, it's not that hard to put together a lottery, right?
So they allowed it to happen, you know, on their property.
Ooh. So in other words, they invested no money, they invested no time, they invested no labor into making this thing happen.
Basically, yes.
Why, oh, why should they get 60%?
Because the winner...
Oh, because if they don't get it, they will send men with guns to put you in a cage, and if you don't comply, they purport the authority to end your life. That's why.
Well, and they just take it.
That's right.
Most of the time, there is no option of not giving it to them.
Correct.
They just take it.
Can I just have all the winnings, and I'll fill out the form myself? I promise to do it correctly.
It's like, what's the point of even having a lottery if the government's just going to take 60% of it?
That's the point.
The same reason you have, like, your stated salary and then deductions.
Well.
Right. You're not going to get all that much people to buy into a $433 million lottery. But you push that number over a billion, all of a sudden people want to play.
So the winner of the $1.28 billion lottery gets $433.7 million after tax, according to Forbes. Someone in Illinois bought the winning ticket, and if he or she does like most winners, they will take the lump sum, which I believe they did, not the annuity, the $1.28 billion prize, which is the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history, can be claimed in a lump sum or over time. The $1.28 billion is only if you take it over time, but if you do the lump sum, you get $747.2 million. Yet, like most things, even that lower cash figure gets whittled down by theirs. I'm sorry, that's two words. The IRS. It gets whittled down by the IRS. Just happens to be the same letters that spell the word theirs. Weird. In fact, lottery winnings are taxed, with the IRS taking up to 37%, according to Forbes. Curiously, though, only 24% is withheld and sent directly to the government. I wonder what happens if they don't.
I wonder, this guy,
the lottery people just are like, yeah, we're not going to send it to the government.
Where's the rich people who get that through that loophole? And how do lottery winners get on that list more quickly?
That's a good question. They are going to point out some things here. The winning cash prize of $747.2 million after the 24% IRS theft, they call it a withholding tax, drops to $567.8 million. But the winner shouldn't spend all that. After all, the federal income tax rate goes up to 37%, and you can assume that the winner is in the top 37% bracket. Well, many hundreds of millions of dollars in the top bracket, as it turns out. The spread between the 24% withholding tax rate and the 37% tax rate on these numbers is another whopping $97,136,000 in theft. I mean tax. That's a big check to write on April 15th. Since the tax withholding rate on lottery winnings is only 24%, some lottery winners do not plan ahead and can have trouble paying their taxes when they file their tax returns the year after they win.
Good. Spend it. Blood from stone at that point.
That's one reason the winner should bank some of the money to be sure they have it on April 15th. They're like, now they're basically government propaganda
but
at this point.
Didn't they already steal it, though? So I'm confused. I thought they already took the taxes from them. Now they're going to tax them again?
Yeah, so they take 24% just before the winner ever sees a dime.
Yeah. Exactly.
They take 24%. But now that the winner has received hundreds of millions of dollars, that puts them in the top 37% bracket of earnings for that year. And that the rate of withholding for that is 37%, which results in the IRS taking even more money. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even if you could figure it out, right? It's still a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Even if it were 1%, right?
So
it's still throw fit.
Yeah, yeah. If you do all that, the cash the winner would have left is $470 million, $736,000. Then, depending on whether the winner's state taxes lottery winnings, you may have to add state tax on top of all that, too. The ticket was purchased in Illinois.
They're worse than a new relative coming with their hand out.
Right, yeah. The ticket was purchased in Illinois, and Illinois does have a 4.95% state income tax, so that lops off another $37 million.
Ah, but what about the city tax if they purchased it in Chicago or whatever?
In rough numbers, assuming the winner is an Illinois resident, that should mean the winner takes home about $433.7 million. That's still huge, but a far cry from being a billionaire.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, Richie Rich, 60%.
That's ridiculous. That's nonsense. Screw those guys.
Like, now that we have direct deposit and all that kind of stuff, people rarely look at, like, their pay stubs. But I think people should look at every pay stub they get from their employers.
I remember when I was 16 years old and I got my first job and I was told I was going to make $8 an hour. Or
you did the math
or
and then
whatever.
You got your check and it was half that.
So, yeah, I'm like, all right, I worked this many hours. I'm making $8 an hour or however much it was. And this is how much money I should get. And then it was a fraction of that. And that was when... Well, I already hated the government, but that was when I really decided that I extra hated the government and that taxation was theft, because it was happening to me, a 16-year-old girl. The government was stealing from a 16-year-old girl.
Without representation.
Yeah.
Without representation. I couldn't even vote yet.
Well, even if you had representation, they still steal from you.
Exactly.
So they don't care.
Either way. Yeah. Either
that
way.
That really should radicalize more people.
You would think.
But it seems like people would just forget about it, you know? And
you mean rationalize.
Yeah.
Either way.
Right, because what's radical is people doing nothing about this. What's rational would be people standing up for themselves and going, don't steal from me.
But then people will make a million reasons why we need taxes, why we need daddy government, the roads, the schools. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, I beg to differ on the terminology is all I'm saying.
That's fine. Right. I accept your new terminology.
Yeah. Folks who are under the understanding correctly that taxation is, to be exact, extortion, are rational. Not radical. They are rational people. They've thought it through. They've used their logic and reason. 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Yes, it is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're well into hour number three of tonight's episode. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. And my voice is getting progressively higher and louder as I talk.
And faster. Woo.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over a million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be canceled, taken down permanently at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, and now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel. Just visit video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. And thank you to the creators of Library and Odyssey for doing what you're doing. Competition with these huge tech companies, I'm looking at you, Google, is super important, particularly with blockchain technology behind it, to decentralize it so that governments and other people who would rather see it not be a part of the competition, the competitive landscape, if you will, can do nothing about it. It needs to exist, if for no other reason than that alone.
That's the beautiful thing about it. Federated, decentralized.
Yes. So, we were talking about
lottery.
The government really won the lottery. There was a winner. They're from Illinois. But the government won more money than they did.
The government took double the amount that he's walking away with.
Yeah.
The government always wins.
Government took $846.3 million. The winner got $433.7.
It's ridiculous.
I was told there would be no math, but we've done plenty of it here tonight. And Rich and I both checked the calculations to make sure it was relatively accurate. And sure enough,
yeah. It's been peer reviewed.
Peer reviewed. Beer reviewed, anyway. We don't have any beer here. I am not drinking beer these days either, so it's pretty sad. And also that talk about Ireland earlier got me wanting some whiskey again. I miss whiskey. I really do. Whiskey's so good. It's delicious, especially Irish whiskey. If it's aged, right? I don't know, man. It's like 12 years or older. It's so good.
Yeah. And tap whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, at any rate, the government, took a bunch of money, and then if this person lives in Illinois, which we assume they do, the government takes even more. If you want to read some of the tales where a winning lottery ticket ended up getting the winner into lawsuits over the proceeds, you can find that online, of course. One case upheld a 20-year-old oral argument to split the lottery winnings. So basically somebody was like, if I win the lottery, dude, I'll split it with you. And so then they won the lottery, and that other person came out. That guy 20 years ago said that if he ever wins the lottery, he'd split it with me. And they were like, okay, you get half.
Okay. What? Was it 20 years later?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
They upheld a 20-year-old oral argument to split the lottery.
Not even a written agreement.
Some suits over lottery winnings are with coworkers and former friends. They put former in parentheses. Some disputes are with family members or with theirs, known as the IRS.
I agreed to donate it all to my church.
That's right.
Right? That's great.
Yep. In Dickerson versus Commissioner, an Alabama Waffle House waitress won a $10 million lottery jackpot on a ticket given to her by a customer. It's supposed to be a tip, right? The trouble started when she tried to benefit her family and to spread the wealth. The IRS said she was liable for gift taxes.
What?
And she transferred the winning ticket to a family company of which she owned 49%. The waitress fought the tax bill and eventually landed in tax court. But the court agreed with the IRS.
Of course.
So she lost.
Duh.
So,
there's a limit to those gifting things.
Yeah.
Like $10,000 or something.
You know, so first of all, governments with the central banking, known as the Federal Reserve, inflates the money, and that ends up being a tax on your buying power. Then you earn some money, and they tax that before you even get your paycheck. And then you go to buy something with the money that has already been taxed, and you got to pay sales tax in most places. If you use that money to buy a house, you're going to have to pay property tax from the money that was already taxed when you made it. If you die and will it to somebody, there's an inheritance tax that they have to pay when they receive money. I had to go through this recently.
And if you try to move to Somalia, there's an exit tax.
That's right.
You know what? It sounds like we should just stop using their terrible money.
I agree.
It's worthless. They steal it from us.
It is a mechanism of control. Governments,
that's all it is.
Politicians, despite what they would have you believe on their television ads, do believe that you and I, the common folk, if you will, are nothing but cattle. Tax cattle. We are the fuel. We are the battery, if you will. Like the Matrix likes to make that analogy, right? Neo was part of a whole bunch of people in these little pods generating energy for these critters. And that's okay. How politicians look at you and me.
Hold up. Here's the problem as it stands now, right? Like, I don't disagree with you, but we don't even have to be tax cattle because they print the money. Right, this whole inflationary monetary policy over the lifetime of the Federal Reserve, but the absolute ludicrous increase over the last few years should rationalize people again to see that there's no reason to tax you,
right?
Aside from control,
yeah.
Like, they don't need the money.
No, if they can just print it out of thin air, if they can print something like $88 billion and give it to the Ukraine, why do they need to tax you and I?
Right. And for me, that also leads me to be sympathetic towards, like, the anti-work movement currently going on, despite the fact that it's also been around forever as well. Right? Like, why would you go to work, right, for whatever wage you're getting, have them tax it already, and then have the inflation eat away at the buying power of
that. Yeah, there's literally no point.
There's no point.
Well, I mean, survival, right? You got to get by.
That's why I work for gold-backs and crypto.
I mean, yes, definitely do check out of government money as much as you possibly can. When you do happen to earn USD or any centralized money, do yourself a favor and transduce some of that into non-government money. That's gold, silver.
Well, and I think that's part of the anti-work movement. It's not we're not going to do anything to survive. Right, it's we're not going to play into the current system as it stands now because there's absolutely no benefit to working within that system.
If you can figure out how to make all of your money outside of the system and under the table, why wouldn't you? Right?
Yep.
So I'm a fan of that. As much as I can, I try and check out of their system as much as I possibly can. Sometimes, however, you got to bite the bullet and you got to earn some USD. 603-283-6160. How much taxation is enough for you?
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. An Oklahoma City man fatally shot his three young children, then shot and killed himself early Saturday. A person jogging or walking called police after spotting the four bodies in a vehicle in a northwest Oklahoma City neighborhood about 7:30 Saturday morning, according to Captain Michelle Henderson. Henderson said police had been searching for a man and his son since shortly before 4:30 that morning after learning that he had taken the children and made concerning statements about their well-being. Ann Hache remains hospitalized and in intensive care after a car she was driving crashed into a residence and became engulfed in flames. She has severe burns and has a long recovery ahead of her. Her team and her family are still trying to process what led up to the crash. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when it ran off the road and collided with a residence, according to a Los Angeles public information officer. This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at Friday's press briefing said Texas Governor Greg Abbott is playing a costly political game with his constituents' money by chartering buses and sending migrants out of state. Friday, migrants arrived at New York City's Port Authority. Abbott, a Republican, defends the busing policy, saying it's necessary because Texans are less safe because of what he says is the Biden administration's open border policy. A federal judge sentenced a West Virginia man to 3 years in prison for sending intimidating emails to Anthony Fauci, including threats to kill the United States top infectious disease official over his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes in Greenbelt, Maryland, on Thursday sentenced Thomas Conley, Jr., 56, of Snowshoe, West Virginia, to 37 months in federal prison and another 3 years of supervised release. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thing where like, or the Spider-Man thing where we're all pointing at each other.
Well, because like, you get to pick it, but I don't think you've done a solo one tonight at all.
So and we're back.
Yeah, there you go. I was trying to give you the opportunity to solo it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not one of these guitarists that like thrives on solos. So
okay,
you know, I'm not in it for the weedly. Hey, everybody, look at me. Look what I can do.
Okay.
I'm in it for like the song, man.
All right.
Got to do. You know, I mean. The band, it's the team that's important, okay. Not the ego of one guy.
Yeah. But the other bandmates are like, dude, you really need to solo this one. And you're like, okay, I'll rock it out.
Yeah, you know, right. We'll work it out. We'll keep on rocking in the free world is what we'll be doing. You know, we'll put another brick in the wall, if you will. We'll climb that stairway to heaven.
Wow. Yeah,
is this Mr. Brownstone?
will we be back in black? I don't know. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Forkfest 2023.
Woohoo!
It's coming up.
Can't wait.
It's coming up. The flip over?
The flippening.
The 180? The re-flippening?
The re-flippening, yes.
The re-flip. There's got to be a better
way
to
not in this show.
Say all of it. So you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, and that's the weekend before ForkFest.
Ah.
So we're moving Fork Fest back to in front of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's the four best days, then. It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion. Fork Fest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost, no one is in charge, and all you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those over at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us, forkfest.party.
Then you can hide out in the woods when ForkFest starts if it's sold out again. Like, I've already been here. Colonizers.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Nikki, Richie Rich, and Captain, and to all the listeners of this wonderful format that my husband and I both love.
What's on your mind?
My husband is a practicing attorney here in South Carolina. I myself have a legal background in two other states specializing in domestic violence and appellate law, criminal and civil. My husband and I were listening early this evening when the show began. We are very confused and quite aggravated over why Ian has not bonded out. And
she
what
heard the first segment.
That warrant state specifically when the studio was raided.
Okay.
Please explain to us.
Okay. Richie Rich has already nailed it on the head.
Okay. Nailed it.
So, Gigi,
yes,
we
guide us.
We had a technical difficulty for the first segment, the first 15 minutes of the program. So from 7 p.m. Eastern until 7:15 Eastern, a whole bunch of people heard a previous episode, a rerun, if you will, because we had a technical difficulty in actually sending our signal out. So that is what you heard during the first segment about Ian. In fact, I was curious about your call because you had called last night, I believe, and Ian was in the first chair and took your call. So I was,
yes.
I myself was confused why you were asking about Ian being still in jail. So he is not still in jail. It took a very long time for him to get bonded out. He had to get some lawyers and, you know, things of that nature and go through a bunch
of
hoop jumping.
Out.
So, yeah, he is indeed out. However, he's, you know, not out of the woods. There's a trial coming up later this year sometime, I believe. November is when it's scheduled. There's some pre-hearings going on and things
Why
of that nature.
Why was Ian arrested?
Because he...
If you are at liberty to say that, I don't want to be intrusive upon his privacy.
Well, you can...
All of this stuff is public information.
Yes, I'm aware
of that. So you can go online and look up what, you know, he's being charged with, if you want, like, the legal ease of, you know, what he's accused of. And, in fact, over on freekeen.com, you can find... He himself has blogged about the case, and you can read in his own words. However, what I can tell you... is that they didn't ask banks for permission to sell some Bitcoin, is sort of the long or the short story.
The quick and dirty is he sold some Bitcoin, and they don't like that.
And the banks and the government didn't like that.
Oh, so essentially they want him to pay for a license.
Yeah, among other things, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Are they trying to get him on tax evasion?
Something about unlicensed money transmission.
Oh, yeah, that's a criminal offense, and it's a federal offense.
Correct, yes.
There's some wire fraud,
How
continued
can the
operation
listeners
of a criminal
assist?
Enterprise.
How can us listeners assist?
Well, right now, I think, like, we did, when the raid went down, we did some fundraising, and, you know, we got some attorneys, and that all seems to be in hand. Folks who want to learn more can visit thecrypto6.com. It doesn't matter if you spell the word six or if you use the number, both of them will get you there.
Yeah.
If folks do want to donate, you know, there's some QR codes and some methods for that. But again, these folks have attorneys already, and that seems to be in hand.
That's very important for Ian.
Plug that website, though. Spread the message.
Yeah, spreading the word,
people there.
I think, is the most important thing, too.
Every time I've ever called, Ian has been nothing but a gentleman to me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he just won an award for freedom of speech.
Yeah.
It's the most prestigious award in talk radio from Talkers Magazine. They put together this award every year. Some really, you know, famous folks have won this award previously, and he won this award for freedom of speech. And
if they gave him a trophy for that, I would carry that into the courtroom and like, plop it up on the desk.
I would, too. I love it.
In my opinion, Bitcoin is cryptocurrency. All cryptocurrency is speech because it's code. It's numbers and letters, you know, written in a way that allow people to communicate with it. I equate cryptocurrency to music, right? If music is the language of emotional expression, then cryptocurrency is the language of financial or value expression. And so I equate those two things.
Well, isn't it interesting, everybody on the panel this evening, that the state of California very, very recently announced that cryptocurrency can be used for campaign contributions on a local, state, and federal level. How do you like that?
Yeah, and there's even within the government itself, on the federal level, there are different alphabet agencies like the SEC or the FBI, for example, who both define cryptocurrency as different things. What they're trying to do, Gigi, is they're trying to shoehorn cryptocurrency into their existing law framework when cryptocurrency is such a unique thing that the government obviously doesn't even understand what it is, and it can't be shoehorned into laws that were created before the technology was even invented. But that's what they're trying
to do. What kind of attorneys does Ian have? What are their specialties? Please guide us.
I would assume criminal defense.
Yeah. The attorney that I'm aware of that Ian has, and I think he has more than one, seems to be spot on and, you know, going in the right direction.
Good.
They're doing some things, you know, and I'm not at liberty to talk about, like...
I understand. Please don't say anything that would jeopardize Ian. Absolutely.
But also, like, I've insulated myself from knowing, you know, things that I shouldn't, just so, you know, I don't say anything like that. So, but yes, please do, Gigi, spread the Crypto6.com to anybody that you think might care to learn and know more about it.
Local media, if you call those shows.
Yeah, and we appreciate your call. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Do you think cryptocurrency is speech? Let us know.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
My big solo.
Woo!
Hey, everybody, look at me. I did a solo.
We're proud of you, Captain.
603-283-6160. Actually, it's the final segment, so if you're not already on hold, you're probably not getting on the air tonight. But we're here every night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. If you've missed any part of tonight's show or any of the other shows, you can hear it again over at archive.freetalklive.com or just freetalklive.com.
Which should have the real first segment. If you missed it.
Yeah, if you missed the first segment or heard something about Ian still being in jail, we apologize. We had a technical difficulty and a rerun. An old show was played for the first segment of tonight's show. Anyway, in the studio, it's myself, the Captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Jack in Ocean Shores, Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to bring up a really hot topic.
Great story.
Speeding cameras.
Oh.
Yeah, speeding cameras in Albuquerque.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have a question first. I do have a follow-through on this. But so as soon as that camera takes your picture when you cross the line, when you speed, do you guys believe you automatically are going to get ticketed? If you're following me.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
The registered owner of the car will get ticketed.
Right.
Not necessarily.
I've
tested this theory.
All right, tell us more.
I'm not going to incriminate myself, so no.
Oh, okay.
I know a friend.
I know a friend who has blue red lights and has sped past cameras and has still not gotten tickets. So, knocking on wood, that's not going to happen.
Interesting.
I'm coming at this at a different angle. I had a very good friend. He was an ex-Marine. And he was an independent contractor for the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was literally sit in his apartment and get video feed from Washington Gov, DMV,
mm-hmm.
and sit there and smoke certain things and drink. And we decide sometimes whether, you know, they're good looking, they look scared.
Okay.
You know, if they look drunk. And we literally send that, he'd send that information into the state. And he was like the final say whether they got the ticket. So it's interesting.
Oh, I see. I see.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's my opinion. And, you know, I haven't done the research on, you know, how much of this happens, but. It is automatic revenue generation is what these speeding cameras are.
There's been some civil disobedience as well. Like there was, you know, a dude in a fast car who wanted to see like how fast you have to go to beat the camera. Like you hit the line, it snaps the picture and boom, you're out of frame already.
Right, yeah.
There was the dude who drove around the camera wearing a monkey mask so they couldn't actually identify him. Right? Like that is clearly not me in the picture, yeah. Judge.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it was Australia or something where they bothered the van drivers, like, who had the thing, who were with the cameras,
yeah.
And they took the van's license plate and put it on their car and drove through a bunch of times so that the ticket was generated for the van,
right.
The speed trap van. So
that's genius is what that is.
Right, which is why I'm sharing it. Take a pic. However you want to avoid this.
Jack, do you speed through red light cameras?
I've never received a ticket from them before.
Yeah, I haven't either. I have, however, received toll bills.
Yep, I got one of those yesterday.
Yeah, I thought I was. I took a trip last fall, sort of across several states, and I had gotten, you know, a couple of toll bills where, for whatever reason, you know, I couldn't pay cash to go through the tolls or whatever, and so they just, you know, snapped a picture and they send that with the bill whenever they finally track you down. And so I had paid it, and I was like, okay, well, I'm done with that. And then, like, I don't know, 5 days ago, I got another one from the same trip, but from a different agency.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you bastards.
So, okay, I have put the Montana plates on my vehicle.
Right, right.
And I have spoken to someone else. I know a guy who also has the Montana plates. I have a friend. And he said that he blows, like, through the QuickPass stuff at the tolls around here because they're going to send the bill to Montana, who then has no real jurisdiction in New Hampshire. And because it's registered to a corporation or a trust, depending
right.
on how you do it.
Yeah, who's supposed to pay it?
Who's supposed to pay it? And if it's a Montana corporation, how are they going to collect in New Hampshire? And he goes, I've never heard anything from it, and so I just continue to do it.
Right. That's what happens at the end of that, I believe, and you know, somebody out there listening can correct me if I'm wrong, but that ends up just going to a collection agency, and then it's in limbo. Nobody can collect it. If somebody tries, they try to call people, and like, yeah, it just goes uncollectible, and they write it off.
So there you go.
Jack, more thoughts, or is that it?
I think you've been away from Seattle for how many years?
3 years now.
Oh, okay. We don't have a lot of toll fees over here. So
okay.
Another extra special tax you guys get to enjoy.
All right. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Moving right along, let's go to Josie calling from Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I am more annoyed about things I hear about this country all the time. It seems to be worse and worse.
Agreed.
Just like we're just like a bunch of people that can be bowled over by whatever the law wants to say it is. And I'm concerned that if we could get rid of the Federal Reserve and put in a fair tax plan, at least we will not have people when we win a lottery, we win a lottery, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that they'll take three-quarters of the take.
I'm with you on getting rid of the Federal Reserve. I'm also, instead of putting in a fair tax, I'm against that, because I think the only fair tax is zero.
That's why I booed her.
Or a voluntary one.
You have to have some government, or it does have to have some money to do what they need to do.
Well, if what they do is valuable, then people will contribute to it voluntarily.
No, and, they won't.
Well, then what they do isn't valuable.
That's an indicator that what they do is not valuable.
Right. If people don't contribute to it voluntarily, then what they do is not valuable.
Well, I would say if we at least had a fair tax, it would not be a government coming after us every minute. I think we would have at least a better chance.
I'll give you that, like, you know, a flat tax would probably result in less government violence and less, you know, things like we see with the lottery. I'll give you that, that it might be a reduction in the violence that occurs. But
that's where it starts. It's not where it ends.
Yeah.
They changed the flat tax too easily. I think that's what Steve Forbes wanted to do. That doesn't work.
This is why I say that if it has value, people will give money to it voluntarily. The government all they do is they provide services. Right? Now, they claim a monopoly on that so that nobody can compete. Let's talk about security services or perhaps roads. That's a product that they provide. But they don't allow competition. So nobody else can come in and go, hey, you know what? I can do security services better. Or I think I have an innovative idea that I'd like to implement to build these roads out of a different material or a different way of doing it. And they're not allowed to do it because the government claims a monopoly on that. So they immediately stifle innovation, and then they force people to pay for these products and services when they could just get out of the way and let the market provide, because if it has value, people will pay for it.
Well, it may or may not work that way. It takes too much. They won't do it. It's too much. But maybe a flat fair tax, they might be a little more on a voluntary basis.
I'd still fight the fair tax and refuse to pay as much as possible.
Hey, Josie, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
How much of my labor, right, is fair for me to just give away for a service I neither want
or ask for? Yeah.
Not fair.
I don't support, like, it's wrong for me to take money from Nikki without asking her.
Yeah.
It's wrong for Nikki to take money from Richie without asking him. It's wrong for Richie to take money from me without asking me. Without getting my consent, without getting my permission.
It's no different if the government does that.
So if that's wrong, then why is it okay for an organization of people known as government to do that?
And you know what? Also, if you had a great idea, Captain, and you were like, hey, I have this great idea for roads or whatever service it is. This is going to make your life better, and I'm going to do it well. I would voluntarily give you money towards that project if it had real value for me in my community.
Yeah, and if I made a compelling argument of why it's better and why it's useful.
Not, here's a gun to your head, do it or else I'm throwing you in jail. That's
the government has no incentive to make anything, a compelling argument for anything. Their argument is completely just pointing a gun at everybody and forcing you to pay for it, taking a hefty chunk off the top, giving it to their friends, keeping it for themselves, and then giving what little is left over to these goods and services.
Reardon, concrete and steel.
We're out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to my co-hosts, Richie Rich and Nikki Sunshine. If you missed any part of this show, visit us at freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.